I can't say I was really happy after the first period. I thought we were just going through the motions. Second period was a little bit better. Giving up two power play goals against, one PK. You're not going to win those games.
And that's one thing you guys have done so well all year is your special teams. And now you're seeing, like I said, two goals against, shorthanded, especially. What do you do to offset that? Or how can you change the mindset?
Well, I have to go back to some basic stuff, that's for sure. But you need to run your routes fast. And when your 5-on-5 game is not good, not too often I've seen the special teams being great. It goes hand in hand. And I thought 5-on-5 second period was better, but didn't make the right decisions, or we didn't make the decisions with enough urgency, and you could see it on the power play and the penalty kill.
You inserted a new player in your lineup in Jacob Cederholm. What did you see from him today?
I didn't mind him. Young player, first pro game. Kept it simple. Big body, has a good stick, made a few good passes. So for first game, I didn't mind him. I thought he was vocal on the ice too, which that's a skill, and I like that. So overall, I think it was a good game for him.
After the game, a number of your players were presented with awards. Your captain received the MVP, Mason Appleton, Sammy Niku, Darren Kramer. So a lot of accolades for a lot of your younger players. Just some thoughts about the way your team has gone through the 2017-18 season.
Well, our goal was to make the playoffs, and that was the mission this year we had in place, making sure that we keep developing our young players and we grow a winning culture. And in order to do that, we wanted to be in a position to make the playoffs, and that's what we accomplished. That's step one. That's probably that's a tough one, making the playoffs in this league and in the NHL. As you guys know, it's a tough task, playing a tough decision. So, in order to achieve that, we needed the contribution of different players. We needed to have the right attitude, the right mindset, and we did most of the year. We've been through a little bit of a struggle since Christmas, the injuries and stuff, but call-ups and... But overall, we earned that right, and we've played good hockey. And we needed our young players as well to contribute. And we saw Mason Appleton and Sammy Niku and those guys having a huge part of that success.
There was a poignant moment at the beginning of the game where, prior to the game, where the players stood in a circle and were interlocked, and for the moment of silence for the humbled Broncos. What were your thoughts when you were watching that?
Well, it's been in the back of our minds since it happened. There's no words to ease their pain, it hits home. We've all been there on the bus, riding those buses. How many times we've been lucky, we don't know. We'll never know, I guess. But just our thoughts and prayers are going to the families. It's a tough time for us. It's a tough time for everybody in the hockey world. And all we can do, I guess, is support those families. I felt the True North organization is doing everything we can to support those people the best way we can. And it's a tough moment.